Galatians chapter 5. So the last, few months, I've been preaching about hindrances in our Christian life, hindrances in our walk with the Lord. And I've been talking about different things, our prayer life, bitterness, worldliness, losing our love for the Lord, compromising, doubts, lack of faith, lack of spiritual growth, being lukewarm last week, lack of prayer. And this week, a hindrance to us in our walk is our flesh. Our flesh. Let me have a word of prayer here, and then let me read these verses here in Galatians chapter 5. Father, I thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed me to be able to preach, and I pray that you'd help me tonight with this message. Lord, that it would come forth, it would bring honor and glory to you. But Lord, also remind us the battle that we have. Lord, every person in this room, every person that's on the phone, every person that's online, that's saved, knows this battle that we have between the flesh and the spirit. And I pray, Father, that this would help us. There would be some things here that would help us, remind us how to stay in the spirit, to stay surrendered, and also remind us of our flesh. Lord, its draw that it has on us. We ask these things in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So here in Galatians chapter 5, in verse 16 and 17, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would." So I'm not going to go into all the meat of this, because we've kind of did this in Sunday morning, talking about the flesh and the spirit. But there's some things I want to remind us about. Here it is. He tells us, and he's talking to us as believers. He tells us to walk in the spirit, right? And he tells us not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So you think about, he's talking about this battle. As Christians, we have a battle. We have the battle of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, that's helping us to try to do what's right. We have that new nature that's in us. But we still have this old nature. The Bible talks about that old nature. Sometimes we refer to it as the old man that's in the Scripture, our flesh. But the reality is, you think about it, we have this old nature, our flesh, that you have not left, or it has not left. Amen. We still have it. That talks about our sin nature, right? I'm not talking about our flesh of what you see, but I'm talking about our sin nature that we have. And until you get in heaven, sorry, Mark, but you're going to have a battle. Sorry, Doris, you're going to have a battle. Sorry, Miss Elma, you're going to have a battle. Sorry, preacher, I'm going to have a battle, right? And it's my flesh, my sin nature. And here it is, he's reminding us, he tells us to walk. What that's, he's telling us, that means you have to make an effort, right? You're going to have to make an effort. Why? Because my flesh does not want me to walk in the Spirit. My flesh does not want me to do what is right. My flesh wants me to do what is the complete opposite. And that's what he tells us. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, that you cannot do the things that you would, right? They're contrary. They're not the same. They're not in agreement. They're not going to go the same direction. So it's pulling the opposite way. So the reality is this. You and I are going to have that battle in that flesh or old nature, that sin nature. We know our flesh opposes the spirit. We know our flesh tries to convince us to do things on our own, right? I'm sure you already know this, right? Your flesh just kind of can get stubborn. I can do it. I don't need any help, right? That's your flesh. The Spirit says surrender, right? To surrender. We should be surrendered to the Lord. What else? Our flesh doesn't want you to allow God to have control of your life. Your flesh doesn't. Your sin nature doesn't. Amen? Your sin nature will battle you. And, you know, if you think about like your heart, let's say in your heart you had a little throne room and you could have one little someone that could sit there. Your flesh says, me. That's who your flesh wants, to sit there. And God says, no, it should be me, right? And the reality is there's a battle. We need to be surrendered, right? It's not about me, but it's Him, amen? Allowing Him, right? We're surrendered to Him. We should be surrendered. Allow Him to control our lives, amen? Not ourselves. You know your flesh will lead you in the wrong direction? Right? What does those verses say? Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Because my, Proverbs chapter 3, because my flesh, well, if I'm thinking of my flesh will say, hey, this is okay. Or my flesh will try to justify things. Have you ever done that? Caught yourself trying to justify your actions? You know, it's okay. You know, that's your flesh. The Spirit says, hey, don't do that. The Spirit says, hey, do what's right. And the flesh says, no, it's okay. You know. Miss Elma's not doing it, so why should I? Mark's not doing it, so why should I, right? Your flesh will try to find every single excuse, right? So anyway, he talks about we have this battle, lead us the wrong way. You know, your flesh will fail you, and your flesh, again, I'm talking about your sin nature, will allow you to have a mess, amen? The result will be a mess. Do you ever have, you started a conversation with someone and maybe there was a disconnect, you didn't understand something, and next thing you know, it just went from a simple conversation to an all-out war, right? It was like, you know, that's there. What happened? Your flesh, you know? Pride, that pride gets in there. How dare you say that about me? And, you know, ladies getting out the claws, you know? What is it? It's our flesh. And here it is, you think about a hindrance in your walk and my walk is that sin nature of ours. But the reality is you're never going to lose that sin nature until you get to heaven. So because of that, then we have to realize this. Look what the Bible says back here to the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 7. In Romans chapter 7. So you're going to have a sin nature, I'm going to have a sin nature until we get to heaven. Look here at Romans chapter 7. In Romans chapter 7. Now, when you're going through the Bible and you're reading and you're in the book of Romans, we know this was written by Paul. And Paul wrote this to try to, at the beginning, he talked about the Gentiles, how the Gentiles are wicked. And then by chapter 2, what is he was talking to the Jewish people and say, oh, yeah, by the way, you think you're better than the Gentiles, but you're just as wicked, right? And chapter 3, he says, we're all under sin, amen? And then chapter 4, at the end of chapter 3 to chapter 4, he's talking about accepting the Lord as our Savior. We get born again. And then chapter 6, he's talking about when you get saved, you have that Holy Spirit that comes in. And there should be those new desires to do what's right. And then when we get to chapter 7, he says here, verse 15, for that which I do, I allow not. So when you first read that, the first time you may be thinking, scratch your head and thinking, what does that mean? Here it is. Paul is talking about a battle. And it's a battle within. Paul's talking about a battle. That which I do, he's talking about his sin nature. That which I do, right? Sin nature, I allow not the Spirit, right? So Paul's saying the things I do, right? By the flesh is saying, hey, do these things. He's saying the Spirit's saying, no, 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 right? He says, for what I would, right? What I would, right, the Spirit, right, what the Spirit is saying, hey, this is what I should do. He goes on and says, that do I not. But what I hate, what is that? The Spirit, right? The Spirit says the things I hate, right? The Spirit hates the things of the sin nature, the flesh. What do you say? That do I. Can't you see there's a battle that he's talking about? He's talking about the battle of this flesh. And the Spirit, the Spirit wants to do what's right, and the flesh does not. And what is he saying? I there's things I hate because it's sin, and I still do it. That's the old nature. That's the sin nature. There is a battle. Now, it's interesting. Let me go back here and find it here for a second. This isn't Paul's first year that he was saved. He didn't just get saved here, Mark. When God gave him this epistle, this was about 25 years later after he got saved. 25 years later, God told him what to write. And 25 years later, he's writing this. And you think about all the things that Apostle Paul did for the cause of Christ. I mean, he was surrendered. He loved the Lord. I mean, what he said in the book of Acts was something like, I'm going to have to paraphrase it because I can't think of the exact words. But he is free from the blood of all men. That means all the opportunities he had to witness to people, he tried, right? I mean, you think about it. He tried to do what's right. He was willing to be a martyr. I mean, the Holy Spirit told him, hey, don't go to Jerusalem. He was willing to be a martyr. I mean, he loved people. He wanted to see people. I mean, he was surrendered. He started churches. He helped people. He disciplined, helped people to grow, to be a disciple. And here it is, when we're reading this, what is he saying? This battle that Paul still has, 25 years later, the flesh and the spirit. I don't know how long you've been saved, but the truth is that day that you got saved, you have that new nature that came in, and that old nature has been fighting that new nature every single day. He goes on and says, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Right? He's talking about that he has that new nature, but what is it? He still has the old nature. We still have that old nature, the sin nature, right? And that's what he's saying. I'm born again, I'm saved, I'm living for God, I'm trying to do what's right. But I still have that old nature that's in me. He says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, if there's anyone had questions, he made sure, you know, God made sure, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. It's that sin nature. Have you been there? Have you ever had struggles? And it's just like, why can't I get the victory? Why is it that old nature? You're not alone. Paul was talking about this, right? And I believe, in my opinion, God, yes, used Paul greatly, but allowed him to pen this down to tell us, hey, here's a man that loved the Lord, was surrendered to the Lord, and he still had battle. And if he had a battle, we're all going to have battles, right? He goes on and says, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Didn't you see that battle, right? He's talking about this battle. That's old nature. The new nature, right? The spirit, the flesh. Here it is. You're never going to lose it. You're never going to lose that sin nature. There's always going to be a battle. And when you get saved, the reality is the more that you grow in the Lord, and yes, that sin nature is still there. But you can do things that helps, right? Well, you're not doing things like you used to do, but you're still not 100% ever going to be what you should be until we get to heaven. But here it is, he says, but what I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Have you ever done something, said something, and it's like, you know, it's that old nature. We have to realize that, right? He goes on and says, now if I do that, I would not, then there's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. It's there, that sin nature. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity in the law of sin which is in my members. Look what he says. O wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from the body of this death, right? I mean, Paul's saved. He is saved here. 25 years he's been a born-again Christian. But he's talking about that old nature. And I guarantee if we are all honest, we would be honest, and there's times we may have said, oh, wretched man. You may have said, oh, wretched woman, right? Oh, wretched man
that I am, right?
You may have gone to God and said, Lord, I'm just wretched. Lord, I'm just a sinner. You know, it's that old nature. Amen? He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So here it is. Paul's talking about this old nature. It's always there. It's powerful. It can get the best of us. And the reality is we give in to it. We shouldn't. But unfortunately, we do. And what we have to do is we have to realize that. Amen. When you get saved, you have that old nature. Why? Because this hurts people. This hurts people spiritually. You know, it's kind of like you're living for God, doing what's right. Next thing you know, you do something that you shouldn't do. And that old nature, you know, you give in to that old nature. And then the devil comes there and gets you to start to doubt and say, I thought you were a Christian. You know, why'd you do that? Shouldn't have ever done that, you know. And here it is, that devil will do what? Why? Because you sinned, right? You gave in to the old nature, and that devil will throw that dart at you. Because why? Because you're in the flesh. He'll throw the dart and will stick, right? So we have to realize that we are in a battle. You may not think about it, but we are. You are in a spiritual battle. You are in a spiritual battle today. A spiritual battle. And if God tarries, you're going to be in a spiritual battle tomorrow. And if He tarries again, you're going to be in a spiritual battle. Look what the Bible says over here to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. We have to realize our flesh is powerful. Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians chapter 4, if you look here at verse 17, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Now think about this. When you get saved, excuse me a second. if we got saved and we didn't have that sin nature, He wouldn't tell us this. He wouldn't tell us that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, right? If we wouldn't have a battle. He's telling us this thing. Why? Because we do have battles. He's telling us we need to make sure, right, that we are examining ourselves, make sure that we're asking the Lord to help us to stay surrendered. Why? Because our flesh can make us walk as what he's referring to, right? Having the understanding darkened, he's talking about the Gentiles, he's talking about those that are lost, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, through the blindness of their heart, who being past feelings have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness, but you have not so learned Christ, right? He's saying you're now born again. God doesn't want you to live in the flesh. God doesn't want you to do the things, those sinful things that you've done. If so, you have heard Him and have been taught by Him, as in the truth, that ye, look at this, put off concerning the former conversation the old man, right? He's talking about that old nature. Now, he's not talking about killing yourself, right? He's not talking about going within your guts, you know, and getting that old nature and pulling it out and throwing it over there, right? He's not talking about that, right? He's telling us, it's kind of, again, going back to on your heart. You have that little throne room, and you get that old man, that old nature, and kick him off of that throne room and be surrendered and allow God to sit there, right? Put off, right? Stop feeding. Stop surrendering. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt. That word corrupt refers to deprive, defile, which is a corrupt according to deceitful lust. That word deceitful is deceit, ensnaring, misleading. Deceitful lust, right? Isn't that what your flesh does? It tries to deceive you, right? John, it's okay to, if you do something, it's okay. That's what your flesh will tell you. Your flesh will deceive you, right? Your flesh will try to trick you, try to get you to say, it's okay, right? Yes, the devil will do it. You know, a lot of times people blame the devil The devil can only be one place. God's everywhere present, not the devil, right? And I've seen people say, oh, the devil made me do it. No, it's you. It's your sin nature. It's who you are, right? Oh, wretched man that I am, right? We have to come to the realization, that is my flesh. That is my sin nature, right? It's only by the grace of God. You think about, you see people that are mass murderers. You know, that could have been you. Really could have, right? Think about if you would have been maybe in a similar situation, didn't accept the Lord. I mean, you could have done similar things to as other people have done these wicked things, right? So anyway, what do we see here? He tells us this, these things. Amen? Is he okay?
He's okay. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I just have to go.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, he tells us here in verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man. He's not telling us to be saved, right? Because we're already saved. He's telling us what? To surrender. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. So what's he telling us? Get that old man, that old nature off of that throne of your heart. Kick him off and get surrender. Allow God, amen? Allow God to lead you. Be surrender. Pray without ceasing. That's in the mind of prayer. And that's what we need to do every single day. Be surrender. But you know what happens throughout the day? I have the old man sit on that throne, and I kick him off. You know what happens, Mark? He wants to get right back on it.
Kicks you off.
Yeah, he kicks, you know. Kicks the new, you know. And so what he's saying is surrender, right? We need to surrender. We need to make sure we're surrender all the time. And if not, the reality is that old nature will deceive us, right? Look what the Bible says over here to chapter 5. In chapter 5. In chapter 5 and verse 15. Now you can read. You know, starting at verse 1, it talks about be followers of God. Verse 2 talks about walk, right? Again, it talks about what our position to keep on, or our daily living, our practice. Down at verse 8, he shows us that we are in Christ, but now we need to walk, right? That's a surrendering. He talks about in verse 10, the proving, right? What is acceptable? That means finding out what the Bible says and applying it to your life. Separation that's in there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's in Ephesians chapter 5. But look down here, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That word circumspectly means looking on all sides, looking around, cautious, prudent, right? Prudent. He's telling us that we walk circumspectly to examine, you know, to watch, to look, right? To examine. So that means to think about, you know, what we're doing, what we're saying. He's telling us here. Why? Because that old nature, right? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord for you? Number one, to get saved, and after you get saved, to live for Him. Live for Him. Stay in the Spirit. Amen. Be surrendered. Use your life for the cause of Christ. God, that's God's desire. Before you got saved, you could not walk in the Spirit, right? Because you can't do it. You don't have the Holy Spirit dwelling yet. But now you're saved, you can. But you have a free will, right? So you can, and there's times, what, that flesh, you give in, right? But he's telling us to think about this, right? He's trying to help us to stay in the Spirit instead of the flesh. And then he tells us here, verse 18 to 20, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You know what? When someone gets drunk, you know what? They're under control of the alcohol. Before I got saved, before I became a Christian, I was a drunk. I would go out and drink. And when I would drink, that alcohol would control me. I would say things that I wouldn't have never said. I would do things I would have never done. Why? That alcohol was controlling me. I did some stupid stuff. Amen? Why? because the alcohol had me under control. I didn't think about it, right? It was just like, yeah, this is cool, right? And it wasn't. It was stupid, amen? I just thank God for sparing my life that I didn't die, amen? So what he's saying is, we need to be surrendered to the Spirit. Allow Him to be in control, not my flesh, but allow Him to be in control, right? He tells us, so you think about of surrendering. So the best thing that you can do is instead of walking in the flesh, is be surrendered. Amen? Be surrendered. Lord, Thy will be done. Pray about everything. The smallest things, the biggest things. Pray about work. Sometimes people will tell me, they'll say, wow, how did you figure that out? You're smart. Sometimes I sit there and it's like, no, I'm not. I pray. Amen. I know God. Amen. And I ask God, Lord, help me with this. Amen. And God gives me wisdom on things. It's not me. I have tried my best and I fail. I try my best to pray. I can't walk. I can't walk in the Spirit in the flesh, right? I just, you know, understand? I have to be surrendered and say, Lord, You help me. So you'd be surrendered. If you look over here to the book of 1 John, in 1 John chapter 1, so we have to be surrendered, but that also means we have to stay in fellowship. Stay in fellowship. You'll see that in 1 John chapter 1. So stay in fellowship with the Lord. In 1 John chapter 1, in 1 John chapter 1, if you look down here at verse 5, this then is the message which you have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth, right? What is he saying? If we're saying that we're walking with God, but we're in sin, we're in the flesh, we're deceiving ourselves, right? He says, what is it, verse 7? If we walk in the light, so again, that means you're surrendered. That means you're doing what God wants you to do. As He is the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin, right? So staying surrendered, but staying in fellowship. I get it. You don't have to answer it as in raising your hand, but you do know this Bible is real. Amen. You do know this Bible speaks to your heart. If you're truly born again, God will speak to your heart. Last night, I was praying. I was praying about something, and I can't remember the exact details of it. It was just like, Lord, I just encourage me or show me something in Your Word. I really wanted to be encouraged. And it's like, Lord, speak to my heart. And God showed me something in Jeremiah. And it just reminded me of things. You remember Jeremiah? He got to the place. He was in a trial. He was in a place. He was like, Lord, You deceived me. He's like, You tricked me. Right? Since I've been telling people, he's like, I've been in trouble. And he's like, I feel like people are attacking me. And he's like, so I stopped. And then what did he say? There was like this burning within of like, I can't be quiet. I got to tell people, right? And then at the end of the chapter, Jeremiah said, cursed be the day. It was kind of like Job, right? Cursed be the day that he was born or he still lived, right? And then I remember going through that and reading that, and there were some thoughts that came to my mind. Do you know, as someone, I mean, he was a good prophet. He loved the Lord. But it doesn't matter who you are, you can go through trials that can get you like, wow, right? And there's been some times in my life I have gone through trials, it's just like, whoa, you know? And it was a reminder to me when I read through that passage that was there. I mean, it wasn't, you know, there were things I was thinking, Lord, I just don't know. But then I start to read that and it reminded me, Mark, God helped me through that trial that I was in. That dark day that I was in and I was thinking, myself, I don't know if I'm going to get out of here. that I read that and it reminded me of where I was at one time and where I'm at today. Amen. You know? Now I'm telling you, God spoke to my heart of reading that, and it reminded me and saying, hey, you know, sometimes preachers or evangelists and missionaries, some people that are full-time servers, you may get to the place where you end up like Jeremiah or Job, but the reality is this. God will help you through it. Amen? What I'm saying is, this book is real. It's alive. It'll speak to your heart. But stay in fellowship. Don't allow those trials to get you in the flesh. Stay in fellowship. Amen? Continue to have faith. You know what is impossible? You'll find that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It is impossible to please God without faith. Huh? Have faith. Amen? Believe God. God said it. Believe Him. Amen? Best way to fight that flesh is have faith. Right? Believe God. Right? In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 4, you'll see keeping God first. Keeping God first, right? The right priorities. We're living in a day and age where people don't have the right priorities. But the right priorities. In 2 Corinthians 6:16 and 17, talks about separation, right? Separation from sin, separation from false doctrine, separation from false teaching, that will help you, right? But the reality is, Mark, we could do all these things not to get you down or whatever, or get myself down. There's still going to be something that comes to that old nature. And we're going to give in. I'm not saying it's right. Do your best to fight that old nature. But the reality is this. Something's going to happen. You'll allow your guard to get down. And next thing you know, you'll do something to be like, oh, wretched man that I am. And when you do, ask the Lord to forgive you. And do your best. Say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me to stay in the Spirit and not to give in to the flesh. You know, stop feeding the flesh. Not your physical flesh, but your sin nature. Stop making the provisions for the flesh. Amen? Do your best to say, Lord, help me. Help me to stay in the Spirit. You know, sometimes some people have good voices, right? And some people can sing and you know songs. You know, songs, good, godly songs can help you stay in the Spirit. But you know how easy it is to sing songs? I was in, what store was it? Lowe's. I think I was in Lowe's. I went into Lowe's and I came out of Lowe's. The next thing I know, I was singing a song. I was like, what am I doing? Right? It's just because the music's there. I wasn't even paying attention, right? It was just like, whoa, right? You know, the easiest way to say, Lord, sorry, I didn't think about that, you know. But you know what? Start singing another song, you know. Come to the garden alone, amen.
Washed in the blood.
Yeah, washed in the blood, near the cross, at the cross, right? He lives, the old rugged. I mean, start singing those songs that will keep you to think about that, amen? But you're going to have a battle. And that battle is your flesh. And I'd like to tell you that you will never have that battle again the rest of your lifetime, but I can't, because you're going to. But what we need to do is, God is telling us in His Word how we can do our best to fight the flesh. Stop feeding it. Amen? Surrender. Amen? Allow God to help you and I to stay in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Father, I thank You for this opportunity to preach and teach. And Lord, I pray that this message was a blessing. And I pray, Lord, that You would use it for Your honor and Your glory. Help us, Lord, to walk in the Spirit. We all struggle. There's different battles that we have. Help us to examine our life, to allow You to show us areas that's causing us to give in to the flesh. Help us to stop making those provisions. And Lord, just help us to stay in the Spirit each and every day. Every time we could think about it, be circumspect about it and think about it, examine. And Lord, just help us. Lord, we surely need your help. I pray that you give us safety as we travel home, and I pray that you would help us to come back here on Sunday if you would tarry. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.